kids. It's Tuesday, and I feel kind of disappointed that it's only Tuesday. But I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's been kind of hectic, but I'm still feeling good. I hope you are too. Yeah, again, you're back, trampling through my thoughts. And I wish I could say I had the restraint to think of someone else. No matter how tight I wrap myself in our home, or how high I have the heating, I'm frozen, stuck to you. Maybe you're lost. I'm lost too. Until I see you at the door, and I'm home at last. Now you're here too. That used to be a short story, but I managed to condense it into, well, you know, whatever the hell that was. That actually happens with a lot of things. Like, I get the idea and I'm like, oh, this should be a story. And then I remember that I don't really have much of an attention span. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like part of me is like, yeah, I want to write this, it's going to be amazing. And then there's just this other part that's like, huh, bitch, you thought. And it doesn't really work out. But, you know, maybe it's not all so bad, because, I mean, I still managed to salvage something out of it, so I suppose I can't really complain too much. I will a little, but not too much. She wasn't his girl. She wasn't his problem. Until his will was lost. His sins watched by the stars as she broke into his heart, and he broke into madness, and he became a madman, mad about the girl forevermore. I suppose there's something a little bit romantic about the idea of somebody just completely losing control of who they are when in love, you know, just being helpless to how they feel. But at the same time, I mean, you just sort of hope they can do that without losing who they are and who you fell in love with in the first place. Otherwise it's all been for nothing. Oh, honey, act your age and tell me that you love me before we're both dead. You say you've got a novel in you, so write your world on me. Take me out, because your anxious stares go nowhere, but I know the night sky will have you under her spell in an instant. I won't be afraid of what's in your heart, if you're unafraid of what lays under lace. Run up the stairs, then slide down the banister. I would say play doctor, but we don't need the stress of an NHS schedule. You say you've achieved nothing, and I'm impressed but depressed by your apathy. I can see the stars in your soul even when you can't. I just want to be in love. I'm old enough to be sensible and old enough to choose to be stupid. Be sensible with me. It's about that time. Be stupid with me. It's about that time. Be with me. It's about that time. Again. I I wrote that about this sort of, I don't know, I guess just hypothetical situation in which, you know, you love someone and they love you, or even maybe you just sort of like each other, or even just tolerate each other. Anyway, you both like each other, but one of you is sort of like really nervous about it and like, oh, I don't know. But it's actually just dawned on me that that's me. And you know, I'm that person who kind of does that. But I mean, it's fine, you know. At least I'm acknowledging it, and then maybe things get better, and I figure it all out, and everything is fine. At least I hope so. It'll be fine. Don't worry. I'm sure it will. And if not, I'll always have you guys, so... I've heard that it's lovely to stare into a storm, unafraid and unrepentant, to run through the rain, surrendering to thunder, as lightning strikes your heart. I was struck by lightning once, ran through my heart and pierced my soul, and it burned me to the ground. So I never went out into a storm again. Until now. It's funny I should read that, because there is apparently quite a major storm heading for the UK right now, and I mean, I'm fine with that, you know, I guess as like a thing, but I just don't have any clothes that are meant for the winter, and it's bad enough as it is. You know, I mean, yes, it's my own fault, first world problems, buy some proper winter clothes, but I just, you know, I'm very much dressing for the weather that I wish I had rather than the weather that I really ought to be used to after living in England for so long. But, you know, I just like to... You know, I like to be fun with my outfits rather than practical. And I think over the next few days I'm going to pay for that dearly. So if I end up with a cold again, I will accept many I told you so messages. And if I have a cold, I'm not going to be able to actually respond verbally to them. So, you know, go nuts. Every time you disqualify my heart in boots, it makes me think that you're not ready for all this. Not you. And that's fine, if it's fine with you. And every time, it's not the same. And we're back on the same old new track. And that's how it has to be. If we can figure it out, it's always simple. And overcomplicated, and I fall, even though I'm wearing sensible shoes, and telling myself not to walk too quickly, even though you've run so far ahead that you've gone all the way back to the beginning. That's another one that's been in my notebook for a while. I actually wrote that about a guy who, I mean, I was just crazy about him. But the magic kind of went away on this one night. We were, because he lived quite close to me, where I lived when I was at uni, and so we went out with some friends, and it was kind of designated to me to make sure he got home safe, because he's a bit of a reckless drinker, and so we head off to go home. He decides he wants food, so we end up having to stop and get him food, and then stop so he can eat it, because he didn't want to eat outside. And by this point it's sort of, you know, midnight, it's quite late, and so then we carry on with our little quest, our little journey to get home. And what we needed to do was get to Victoria so we'd get the train back down south. And he's just, I mean, there's no other word for it. He's just dithering the whole time. Just every 5 minutes, oh, look at this tree. Oh, look at this sign. Isn't this amazing? And I'm like, it's like he's never been to central London before. I couldn't believe it. Then he insists we get a rickshaw. Now, I can't really remember where we got it from, because to be fair, I was maybe a little bit drunk too. But the point is, it cost me £30, and the whole time I just felt like I was going to die. It was just terrifying. And you know what? I mean, I managed to, we both got home. Neither of us, like, you know, got kidnapped or lost or hit by a car or anything. But when I woke up the next day, just the magic was gone. I just thought, oh my God, he's the worst. Like, I mean, you can say, oh, well, you know, everyone's a bit of an idiot when they're drunk, but it just sort of slowly dawned on me that actually he was like that a lot of the time. And I couldn't really tell if it was because he was, you know, a terrible person, or perhaps even that it was that he was possibly drunk all of the time. I don't know, but yeah, the magic was gone, and I was just like, oh, you know what, he's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. But that was one of the many things I wrote when I thought, maybe he is. Well, he wasn't. I'll tell you something, that rickshaw ride was not worth 30 quid. Unbelievable. Have you seen a voice? It matches a spine, the cutest one I've ever seen. I think it got lost at the bottom of her bag, kept there for years. But don't worry, we'll find a way of finding it. And then I'll rebuild you, from your eyes to your hands. And I'll teach you how to teach yourself to survive once more. Everything can be improved. You just have to have faith in yourself and remember your dreams and why you're here, and remember your favourite food before everything was taught to you. Remember the moments you had alone to yourself, lost in feeling everything without wondering what somebody else might think. I'll rebuild you from your own plans. I came here to pick up shells, yet I've picked up a man. He stares until I'm shy and laughs until I laugh. Lust. It must be lust. I cannot list a single thing beyond his body that I cannot live without. This could be the end of my resistance and the start of a realization. It could easily be everything. It could well be wishful thinking. I walk away, a channel to him on top of my wrist Chanel, simply saying, I hope you're cool. He thinks he's so old-fashioned, but those eyes are brand new. I don't want this to exist, essential and engrossing. It's gross how caught up I am, thinking like Juliet, poison propelled by Blade with no priest to blame. I promised myself a passion-free period of time, nights of collecting sleep and shells, and yet, if we never met again, I'll raise the tide with my tears. It's time for bed. But if you can't possibly bear to part just yet, you can find lots more of me at my website, which is jenniferwan.com. You can find lots of my poetry and stories, as well as my blog, lots of information about me, if that's something that is of interest, as well as pretty much all the ways to get in contact with me. You can also find me on social media with the username at MissJSquared, which is good for Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube. I think that's everything in terms of social media. Yeah. Am I anywhere else? I don't know. If I am, let me know, because I've probably opened an account and completely forgotten about it. Oh, Facebook. There we go. Yeah, that's a place where I am. You can find my books on Amazon. That's a fun thing you can do. And well, you can always send me an email. You can email me at jennifer@jenniferwan.com. Just let's try and keep the content legal or whatever, you know. Let's use our common sense with that. I'm sure it'll be fine. I just wanna take a little moment to thank my lovely friend Amanda for all her love and support. I love you so much. And is there anything I'm forgetting? I don't think so. So it's time to snuggle up under the covers and say goodnight.